Yes, sir. Come on, let me get some volume on that. Come on, let me get some volume on that. Come on, stand up with me. 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 If you blessed, stand up with me. Yeah. Come on. Throw your hands. Bless. Come on, say it with me. Bless. Bless. Yes. Come on, say it with me. Bless. 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 We are blessed. Come on, it's the last time now. Get in with me. Say, hey, bless. Come on, bless, bless, bless. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. If you can say hallelujah with me. We are blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah. It's a blessing and it's an honor to be before you on today. First of all, I want to say, God, I love you. God, I serve you. God, I worship you. I adore you. There's no other God like you in the land. God, I reverence you. I am in love with you. God, everything about me, God, I present it to you, God. God, I thank you right now, Father God, that you order my steps. God, I'm so in love with you. God, I'm passionate to serve you. I am so deeply passionate about you that everything I do, God, I want to be the representation that you call me to be, God. So, God, I love you. I serve you. I adore you. There's nobody else like you. There's no one else I can compare to you. God, I'm just seeking after you, God. God, I just want to please you, God. God, I just want to have a relationship with you, God. God, it don't matter who's looking, God. It don't matter what people think, God. It's about you. God, it's about you. There would be no me without you, God. So everything about me, God, I want it to reflect unto you. God, I'm just so passionate about you, God. I love you, God. I worship you, God. I adore you, God. I breathe because of you, God. I walk because of you, God. I open up my lips to speak because of you, God. I operate in the way that I do because of you, God. People may not understand me. They may not get me. But because I love you, God, that all that matters, God. So, God, I thank you right now. I love you. I adore you, God. In the mighty name, God, I just love you, God. People may be saying, man, what is he doing? No. I'm not praying right now for you guys. No, I'm speaking to my Father. I'm having a relationship. I'm having a conversation. Hey, I'm not even praying, Gail. I'm having a worship time. I am loving on the Most High. I'm having a relationship. I'm bonding right now. I don't know about you, but if you ever have an encounter with God, it will be natural every day, Bunky. It will be natural every day. It will be natural every day. This is my daily activity. This is my daily dose of my medicine with my Father. When I'm driving my car, Darren, this is what I do. When I wake up, this is what I see. When I go to sleep, this is what I want to think about. When I go in my closet, this is what I want to dwell in. When I go in my bathroom, this is all I want to see. This is all I want to take place in. And why? Because he created me. I want to give back. What do you guys want to do? What do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to be pressured to be able to do those things? Or do you want to just wake up and just let your lips just move and you find yourself in his presence? Huh? Because when you find yourself in his presence, everything about your life that's not right has to get right. Amen. Everything about your job that's not right has to get right. Everything about your spouse may not be right has to get right without you trying to put forth the effort, because it's not based on you. It's based on your presence. It's based on your praise. When I say presence, I mean you get in his presence. Don't get it twisted now. Don't get selfish, but get in him. What are you doing, AJ? I'm building myself up in my holy, holy faith. Why? Because he said for me to do that. He told me to commune with him. He told me to love him. I'm not in power because you're going to root me on. I'm in power because the greater one lives inside of me. So you don't have to say not a word. You can look at me twisted. You can look at me funny. But the greater one lives inside of me. So therefore, guess what? I am more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So you guys ought to be in power right now to hear what's about to go on. Because again, this is my everyday routine. The reason why I can go on and do it like that is because I have a relationship. I have a mighty relationship. Have I always had that? No. No, but I knew that was a call on my life. I always knew it, but Miss Gail, let me tell you. When you step into his presence, why step out? When you step into his presence, why step out? When you really find out who God is, why go the other direction? Why give somebody else your time? Why give somebody else your energy? Why give somebody else your passion and desires, Tyrone? Why give somebody all the gifts and talent that God blessed you with and you pour it out into somebody else? Why? Then you find yourself when time comes and you're back up against the wall, who you gonna call on? But when you understand his presence and you dig in and you stay there, when that moment in life comes where it's hardship that they call it, I live in Godship. God, you in control of all of the things that goes on. But at the same time, if I'm not in his presence, if I'm not doing his word, why would I want him to dig me out of that hole? God placed us to rule and reign in life. God in control of the church, not in control of the world. He gave you the authority. He gave me the authority. Who report are you going to believe? Will you stand on the report of man? That's gonna fail you. That's gonna fail you. I'm going to give you an example. My boy, Iron Sharp and Iron, his name is Tez. He sent me a text message. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't intentional. And this ain't even my message, but I'm going to show you something. I didn't do it intentionally. I woke up, guys. I woke up. I was asleep. I was taking a nap. I woke up, and man, he sent me a message an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. That's not to say I'm not his boy and he's not my boy. But, Miss Sandra, let me tell you. If Salmon needed me right then and there, I would have lost him. I was asleep. But that don't mean our relationship ain't strong. That just mean man gonna fail you. But failure ain't always got to be bad. Because when I woke up, I sent him a message. I told him what was going on. He said, bro, I don't blame you because I did too. I went to sleep too. I got me a nap as well. Failure ain't always bad, but you got to learn from things, people. We have to learn. Why we have to bump our heads in the same area at the same time, always the same way and everything else, and then thank God gonna bail us out every single time? Why we gotta run to the altar every single time when God placed the word in you?
That's right.
To dig yourself out of that situation. I was speaking to some clients just this week, man, and they just thoroughly convinced that the devil is here to mess us up. Everything that goes wrong is the devil's fault. I said, hold up, first of all, we take some part in that. Because if you quit putting yourself in certain situations, you wouldn't have to deal with certain things. So understand this. Understand this, people. The enemy only come after you when you have fully made your mind up to serve God. If you haven't fully made your mind up to serve God, the enemy ain't even messing with you. Why? Because you already on his team. So why are you walking around telling me what the devil doing? Because if you got time to tell me what the devil doing, you already on his team. So he ain't doing it. It's you doing it. You are yielding to the things of what you feel instead of yielding after the spirit.
All right.
How you doing, Miss Josie?